Mikses tumah v'bayis miksas k'neged haruva. You have a gezayis of a meis. Half of it is underneath the house, and half is underneath this hole in the roof, which is less than a pesach tefach. The hole is less than that size of a tefach. A bayis tumah k'neged haruva tumah to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says both places are tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer a bayis tumah k'neged haruva tahor. Since it's such a small hole, we look at. If we look at that, the Iker Tuma, Iker Chaticha is shaykh to the house and not shaykh to the area underneath it. Now, if the entire piece is under the Aruba, then it's Tumah according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if only part of it is, it's not enough to be Matam since the hole is so small. If the piece is big enough, it has two gezeisim, and you have enough to put a gezeis under the ruva, under the hole, and a gezeis under the house, even though it's one piece. For the ma'aseh, we don't say that the ikar place of the piece is under the roof. Here, since it has enough to be metama under the hole, so we treat it as being underneath the hole and underneath the roof, and both of them become tame. Bim lava by his tame connected with tar, but if only has a little piece of it, connected the aruba. Then again, we negate the hole. Then, since this hole is so small, we say that we treat that piece of tumah as being shaykh to the roof, and it's metama underneath the roof, and not underneath the hole. That which we said, if the piece has two gezeisim, which is enough to metama underneath the house and underneath the aruba, and the Foshim say, even if it's set up in a fashion that there's less than a gezeis of that underneath the aruba, still will be metama, because since the ma'aser, you have enough on this piece that could be split into the two places. We look at it as if you have two independent pieces, and since part of one is under the aruba and part is underneath the house, both places become tameh.